Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, more of the same over not just today, but really the next several days. And that's an east wind off of the Atlantic, quite brisk, especially at the beaches, but keeping the temperatures quite moderate. We ought to be in the mid-80s this time of year, and we're in a stretch of below average temperatures, which this time of year just means it's really, really nice. We've been warming up a little bit more at night because there's a little more moisture in the atmosphere with that east wind blowing off the Atlantic, but the days have certainly been mild and tolerable, and we'll see more of that today as we reach the low 80s inland, the mid to upper 70s at the beaches. Winds generally about 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 inland, but winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 at the beaches. And that only gets stronger as we go into tomorrow and especially over the weekend thanks to that low pressure area that's going to be developing to the east of Florida and near and just to the north of the Bahamas. It does look like this will become a named storm. Subtropical, Arthur, more than likely. And subtropical means it's just not purely tropical. It's not warm all the way through its core. When you get a tropical system, a purely tropical system like a tropical storm or hurricane, if you slice it, so to speak, if you could literally slice it through the atmosphere, the temperatures would not get any cooler in the middle versus the outside or vice versa. It's warm throughout. It's a warm core system. It's the opposite of what we typically see in the atmosphere moving through the northern and mid-latitudes where we have changes in temperature. That's what drives those kinds of storm systems and the rain and storms that's associated with them. That's not the case with tropical systems. So this one won't be purely tropical, but it's really just semantics. It still rotates counterclockwise. That means north winds on its backside and south winds on its front side. It still produces gusty winds and heavy rain, especially on its east side when it's a subtropical system. That means we'll be on the dry side for the most part. Now, winds are off the Atlantic. Yesterday, we had a couple of sprinkles and very light showers move ashore briefly late in the afternoon and early evening. And we'll see that on and off today through tomorrow and into Saturday. But this is, again, not a situation that will produce significant rainfall, unfortunately. And I continue to see staying dry for quite some time, but we will see an isolated brief shower or two over the next few days every once in a while coming in off the Atlantic. That low pressure area really starts to take shape later tomorrow and tomorrow night east of the southeast coast of Florida, and then it'll move to the north and northeast, staying well east of Florida and east of the eastern seaboard. Does not look like this makes contact with any land areas, but it will likely take the A off the list of tropical names for the season. It will likely become Arthur. So an early start to the season, and as I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, well, in the long term, if we look back over the last 50 to 75 years of tropical activity, early season storms, before June 1st, in other words, haven't typically generally correlated necessarily with an active hurricane season. But that's not been the case over the last few years. And we had an early season storm each of the years going back to 2015. 2015 wasn't particularly active. However, we did have intense Hurricane Joaquin, which affected the Bahamas and, of course, unfortunately, sunk the El Faro. But then in 2016, 17, 18, and 19, we all had storms those years before June 1st, and they were all active above average seasons. And even more importantly, there were U.S. landfalls each season. So let's hope that's not the case this time around, but there does at least recently seem to have been some correlation. And all indications are, and you've already heard us talking about the forecast, that this is expected to be an active tropical season. The good news is with what's likely to become Arthur over the weekend, it doesn't impact us directly. And it will not impact any parts of the eastern coast of the U.S., and it looks like it stays relatively weak. Now, having said that, the circulation around that low-pressure area will only augment the gusty winds, the northeast winds at our beaches, which means a continued high to very high rip current risk. Best advice, really, quite honestly, is to stay out of the water through at least Saturday, but of course we know that won't happen. Water temperatures in the 70s, the air temperature is nice, people have been quarantined the last couple of months, want to get back out there and be out on the beaches, and you should always swim and surf with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. And as Rich mentioned yesterday on the radio, we still don't have fully staffed lifeguard stations this time of year, typically not until Memorial Day weekend. So use extra care with these dangerous rip currents that will be occurring this weekend, right on into the weekend. But otherwise, that storm system moves away, no problem at all. I have posted about it in the Burrish blog. I'll not likely strike up talking the tropics with Mike with this system, since it looks like it will be relatively minor and not really having a major impact on our own weather. But otherwise, you can check it out in the Burrish blog. I've also posted in there the peak of our lightning season is on its way, some interesting graphs and a link that you can go to see how lightning progresses through the year for us locally. And the Jags schedule was posted last week. Well, I take it game by game and show you the average temperatures that can be expected. And of course, the first one's at home like it was last year. This year, it's against the Colts in early to mid-September. It's obviously likely to be hot. And that's if we can even go to the games, because we're not sure yet at this point with the pandemic. So that's in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.